this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Prayers go on, sometimes out of sight in high school football. Correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Pregame prayers have become a focal point after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled a Washington State public school coach had a right to pray on the football field. Since then, some speculated there would be more game day prayers. In Michigan, football coaches like Wes Bloomfield's Justin Ibey found ways to make it voluntary.
It was never a situation where we made anybody come and do it. We just didn't.
Players like Hassan Shinawe say their team prefers to pray in the locker room.
We don't want to do it publicly because, we don't know if people are comfortable.
High school junior Chris Wright says the prayers strengthen the team's bond.
And it's okay to practice whatever religion you may practice when we all accept each other, kind of making it easier for us to be cohesive as a team.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
A Walmart manager opened fire on coworkers in the break room of a Virginia store, killing six people last night and leaving several others wounded. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Walmart employee Brianna Tyler says she was standing in the break room with 15 to 20 other co-workers starting the night restocking shift.
And he just opened fire on everybody in the break room. And it is by the grace of God that a bullet missed me. Not going to lie. I literally looked at him. I saw the smoke leaving the gun. And I literally watched bodies drop.
Chesapeake police say he used a pistol, then apparently killed himself. They're investigating motive. Tyler says he had issues with almost everyone.
He was already kind of rocky with people, but to this extent, I would have never guessed this.
Walmart identified the gunman as Andre Bing and says he's been with the store since 2010. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 95 points, the NASDAQ rose 110, the S&P 500 advanced 23, oil dropped $3.58 to close at $77.35 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial.
Real Talk Radio Network weather brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis Real Estate Team.
New weather system is approaching. That's going to bring increasing clouds for us tonight. It is dry, though, this evening. Temperatures dropping into the mid-40s by morning. Thanksgiving Day starts dry and mostly cloudy, but developing showers will scatter around the area through the afternoon at a high temperature in the low 50s. Friday is mainly cloudy and dry with a high in the mid-50s, and then rain returns again Saturday through Saturday night. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
Are you holding off on much-needed medical care because you don't know where to go? I am Dr. Molly James. The James Clinic may be a good fit for you. We always respect your right to dictate your own medical decisions. We offer both virtual appointments and in-office appointments in Ellisville, Missouri and Sheraton, Iowa, including medical care for adults and kids, IV vitamin infusions, hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Call the James Clinic at 636-751-9440 or check us out at jamesclinic.com.
Top Gun Family Construction has been delivering exceptional quality work and great prices since 2001. Their team has a passion for construction. These guys were playing with toy construction sets when they were kids. Need a deck built, or maybe you're thinking about winter projects? Top Gun Family Construction can handle your house repairs, deck builds and repairs, kitchen and bathroom remodels, sunroom additions, and interior and exterior painting. No job is too small. Call 636-466-3956. On Facebook at Top Gun Family Construction. That's Top Gun with two N's.
Vacations are great, but when they are over, all you got are the memories. Blue Haven Pools and Spas can make your backyard a vacation that lasts all summer long. With 50 years of experience creating custom concrete or fiberglass pools, Blue Haven can design a new pool that fits your family or remodel that old pool that's seen better days. You'll also need an outdoor kitchen to top off the perfect summer backyard retreat. They can do that too. Check out their showroom. You won't want to leave. Blue Haven Pools. Online at bluehavenofstlouis.com.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, host of The Kevin Jackson Show. If you tune in every weekday from 4 to 6 a.m., I will show you no holds barred conservatism, and I promise a few belly laughs. Conservatives, you represent the real America, and I won't let you succumb to that leftist weenieism. So check out The Kevin Jackson Show from 4 to 6 a.m. on Real Talk 93.3, the voice of freedom.
Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
I'm Christy Bush with my husband, Billy Bush.
They'll keep you updated on what's going on with the Bush family. And just like the reality show, you never know what's going to happen.
Hey, hello, Billy.
With your wonderful husband, Billy Bush. You always got to say wonderful husband. I have been a really good husband over the last 30-some-odd years, right?
We will just say Billy Bush.
Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
We're lucky to have each other, aren't we, darling?
Uh-huh.
Saturday nights at 7, exclusively on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded. This is the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap! It's your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey, folks, welcome to the program. Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer here. Cut the crap. You're a crap cutter. Did you know that? I'm not a ditto head. You are a crap cutter. Now, what is crap? Crap is culture, race, and American politics. That's the acronym it stands for. Now, folks, you can actually kind of watch my face when I do this program every day, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., 7 days a week, Central Standard Time. That's just if you kind of want to see my sweaty forehead, 5 head, 6 head, 7 head, 8 head, 9 head, 10 head, with my hair has stopped falling out, which is absolutely great. And you know what? You have to maybe sometime watch me on video if you want to do it. I have a face made for radio. It's absolutely fantastic. So, folks, I just want to thank you for being here. Shout out to my listeners on Real Talk 93.3 FM. You know what? I created this little bitty thing, which people seem to love, that it's just a little bitty blurb for those people that don't have time to learn. In a society where we're going too darn fast every day to pay attention, which is why we've kind of lost our country, people still don't want to pay attention to the hardcore facts. So I have this new little bitty bit in my show, which is ADD Radio. And it's for the people that just want little bitty headlines and don't care about facts and aren't going to do anything to save us anyway. But I still want to cater to you, not have you have your feelings hurt, right? And so for ADD Radio, oh my God, $15 million. They took it away. It was all over an indigenous person and a stupid two-term word. It was actually very stupid. High school football coach. This is a phenomenal win. Yeah, this guy's a rogue rhino, but now they got him because he actually broke the law. Joe Biden caught being a racist. Oh, my God. Thank you for joining me. Anyway, now that I'm done with ADD Radio, for everybody that just doesn't have time to save our country. And I do that because if you don't take time to learn the facts of what's going on and you're only a headline sucker, right? meaning your total purpose in society is one of these people with a one-way umbilical cord that you just jack into the system, suck it out. You don't want to do what it takes to save our country, even though it seems to be crumbling before your eyes. You got to take some responsibility for yourself. See, we're all in this together. And that's why I do this, is to make you the smartest patriot in the room. Because, you know, I think that kind of just headway stuff or headline stuff where you just want headlines, make it quick, my time's too precious, it's all about me, it's all about me. I think that's probably why we're in this position, don't you think? I think it's probably why we're having problems. I'll give you an example about just how shallow our society has become. There's an Australian women's, I guess it's called netball team. I don't exactly know how to explain it, but there's an Australian women's netball team. And of course, if it's anything like the American women's soccer, right, it's all now about bitching and moaning and complaining. It's not fair. It's not right. It's not good. Well, this Australian netball team has... First off, you have to understand the industry, the women's sports industry there in Australia has been faltering. This team is losing like $5 million a year almost. They're talking, they're teetering on the edge of bankruptcy and this going away. So what, you know, what do you have? 20, 25 ladies? Oh, I shouldn't assume they're all ladies. They might not identify as that, but on this team. Well, they got a investment in the team to keep it afloat. To keep it afloat. A big, wealthy family in Australia, a female who supports the sport, stepped up and pledged $15 million to keep the team in Netball Australia, and I think this team's called the Diamonds or whatever, to keep them alive. Well, they basically then started complaining that, oh my God, she's from a mining company. Her family made their money in mining, and that's horrible for the environment. So they immediately started complaining. The hand that reaches in to save them, every one of these ladies for their employment, and to save the sport, they immediately start complaining. Well, the lady who did this still was very gracious. Her name is Gina Reinhart. And she still went ahead and went to it. No, people can have their differences or whatever. And basically said, I'm going to support you to the tune of $15 million to the end of 2025 because I want to see you succeed. You know, they're trying to, they can't get any broadcasting money because there's just not enough attendance. Well, then the team got a another girl on the team. Her name is Donnell. She happens to be a Australian father. Her father's Australian and her mother's a native. Now the team is saying, we are not going to wear their racist logo on our uniform. This, it's bad enough that she denies the environment, but now they expect us to wear her logo on our uniform. We're not going to do that. And we're especially not going to do that in light of her father. Did you hear what her father said? Her father uttered the word half-caste. Yeah. Have you heard that term before, folks? Half-caste. Right? Half-caste. Sounds kind of bad. Half-caste. It's not how it's said. It's a descriptive term in the dictionary. You can look it up. And it basically stands for a person whose parents are of different races, in particular, European father and a native mother. That is what a half-caste is. It's a literal definition. It's not a curse word. It's not even a slang word. It's a true word. But they struggled about it. And she says, this is the nation's richest woman, and she won't even acknowledge climate change. And us girls have had a meeting. And did you hear what her father said? Her father, Lang Hancock, he used the term half-caste. You're hearing me right, folks. He used the term half-caste. He did. A few number of things you should consider. Number one, he's dead. So he certainly won't be doing it again. And number two, he said it in 1984. You're right, folks. In 1984, he did, in fact, use the term half-caste, which now and recently, they've decided it's derogatory, and they're complaining about it to the very person who reached out to save the team. Well, you know what Gina did? Gina said, bye-bye, I'm taking my money, and you are now on your own. This is how bad wokeism goes, and the way to stop wokeism is exactly what Gina's done, is she said, bye-bye, folks. You go woke, you go broke. Be right back.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back. Top Gun Family Construction has been delivering exceptional quality work and great prices since 2001. Their team has a passion for construction. These guys were playing with toy construction sets when they were kids. Need a deck built, or maybe you're thinking about winter projects? Top Gun Family Construction can handle your house repairs, deck builds and repairs, kitchen and bathroom remodels, sunroom additions, and interior and exterior painting. No job is too small. Call 636-466-3956. On Facebook at Top Gun Family Construction. That's Top Gun with two N's.
Hi, I'm Bruce Petrov, owner of Home Maintenance Solution. You know, our mission statement is helping families relax and enjoy their home. We want to help you enjoy the space that you have so you can thrive as a family. That's why we've developed our proactive home maintenance plans. They can help you get your to-do list under control. We don't want home ownership to be a daunting task. Inquire today about one of our proactive home maintenance plans at homemaintenancesolution.com.
For residential and commercial trash, recycling, and yard waste services, it's Grace Hauling. Grace Hauling can get it done. They're family-owned and been in business since 1998. And most of all, they strive to honor our Lord and Savior. They'll give you the best service possible and competitive pricing. And their on-the-go hauling roll-off division has containers from 10 to 40 yards. GraceHauling.com or call 636-398-8060 or on the go at 636-828-5929.
Hi, I'm Sean, the owner of Gateway Retro Foam Insulation. We specialize in injecting a high-performance, non-expanding, odorless foam into the walls of existing homes without removing drywall, resulting in a 20 to 40% utility reduction. The house gets very quiet and comfortable, and the product has a lifetime warranty and is also fireproof. You can learn more at retrofoam.com and contact us at 314-526-3626 foam or email at info@gatewayretrofoam.com. Thank you.
Keep the Real Talk Radio Network with you all day long.
I listen every day, and I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
Tap that app. Tap that app.
Oh, no. You got producer Dan started again.
I live in Troy, but I work in St. Louis, and I listen all day long, but my morning drive in and then my evening driving home. It's the only station I ever listen to.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Man, I mean, come on, people. Wake up and smell the roses.
Even before all the COVID craziness, Dr. Eric Napudi has been a fighter for truth, health, and freedom, and is respected not only in the St. Louis area, but worldwide. Now he's invited his like-minded colleagues and friends to help. The so-called government health experts are putting their agenda before your health and well-being. And Dr. Eric and friends are debunking the evil and untruths and helping you live a happy, healthy, and free lifestyle. Dr. Eric Napudi and friends, weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network. The Real Talk Radio Network.
The truth is coming out.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
That previous story is a prime example that we have allowed our systems to take our young minds and basically turned them into feely, squishy, squashy people that actually have no basis in reality and become these social justice warriors, which of course came up during the Obama administration. And as you can see, it makes people go loony, but it literally destroys our system. One of the other complaints from these netball girls was, can you believe she? Yes, she's giving us $15 million to stay alive, but can you believe she actually thinks that our school systems indoctrinate children? Oh my God, she can't have thoughts like that. That's what it came down to. Now, I'm going to go back in time. I want to remind you of a few things. You probably heard this story. Do you remember that there was a football coach that prayed with his team? He got on his knees and he prayed with his team of footballers. This was a fellow by the name of Coach Kennedy. He was fired in 2015 for silently kneeling after football games on the 50-yard line. Well, for the school officials, which are now woke, what they did is they basically told Coach Kennedy, the school pulled him up, board pulled him up and said, look, you're going to have to choose between your faith and your job. So what he did was he continued to pray silently with the team after each game. Wasn't hurting anybody. His players wanted to do it and appreciate it, but the school officials had become worried that those prayers might give the appearance that the district approved of Coach Kennedy's public prayers, and therefore it created a potential endorsement of religion. Therefore, they fired him, which is exactly right. This is a violation of his free speech. That's what we have in this country, right? This wokeism wants to cancel your beliefs because it doesn't go with their beliefs. And they're more than happy to trample all over your beliefs just to carry out what they want to happen in society. Yet they're the enlightened ones. They're the kumbaya, everybody come together ones. Well, in June, Coach Kennedy, over time, was able to get his case to the Supreme Court, right? And what happened is the Supreme Court basically said that you cannot make him choose between his faith and his job. So they ruled in his favor. It was a 6-3 vote, and the court decided with Joseph Kennedy, who lost his job. And so he's going to be coming back to football. They did do a release saying he's going to be coming back to football, Brennan School District, it looks like March 15, 2023. And it's interesting that what's going to happen, because think about this. By that time, he will have been on leave over praying, I'm not for this incident where they fired him, out of his job for 8 years. By the time he comes back, he will be out of his job over this 8 years. He was denied by the school district his religious freedom rights by prohibiting him from saying prayers on the games with his team members who are voluntary participating. Now, what's going to be interesting about this, we've talked about the Supreme Court ruling in Georgia, how the wording paved the way for everybody that was hurt by, the courts not paying attention to the laws. Remember, I read that to you. Georgia acknowledged that, look, when the courts don't follow the rules when it comes to the laws that are on the books, you hurt everybody. And it doesn't take one person in a suit to prove, oh, this is how you damaged me. Georgia decided you can have a collective hurt, that many people were hurt by this decision, and therefore that proves there were damages and you don't need anything else. What I'm very interested in, because maybe this written piece is expected to come down November 8th. Yes, election day, midterm day. And the Supreme Court is considering how all different kinds of proposals of how they would word this. Once again, this is an extremely important case because depending how the Supreme Court words this, it might actually help what is going on with all of our fights against the woke system, against the free speech suppression that is going on, against the media that thinks they have a right even to make up stories they have no proof. Remember, this case, too, is about restricting freedoms. I'm wondering if these Supreme Court justices are going to take a hint from what happened in Georgia and understand all these cases affect us. And in that particular case, where that person made an individual religious decision for themselves, I want you to put this in the context of the military forcing the mandates, school systems forcing the mandates and denying religious exemptions. I think this may be one of those Supreme Court cases where it didn't have to go there for the mandate, but because of how the justices may in fact write this, they may have an opportunity to start standing up for every one of us and writing, that means R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G, standing up, writing some of the multitudes of wrongs that were done to us in this mandate mess. It's pretty exciting. Hang tight. I'll be right back right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Eric Napudi. I hope you're having an amazing day today. Are you like me? Do you like your temperature in your house to be like the perfect setting? I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm just tired of being cold when it's hot and hot when it's cold and hot and cold. I know I'm a hot mess, but that's just the truth. I want to tell you about some friends of mine. I want to tell you about Rick Pallardy and his team at PallardyHeating.com. That's PallardyHeating.com. These guys are so amazing. Rick is a true patriot, a true American. He's supported everything that we've been doing on the radio at Real Talk, and he's been a real voice of freedom. And I want to support people that support us. So I want every one of you right now, if you have heating and cooling needs, call my friend Rick Pallardy at 636-946-2779. That's 636-946-2779. Or you can visit them at PallardyHeating.com. That's P-A-L-L-A-R-D-Y Heating.com.
Hi, Richard West here. Let me introduce our family business, Overstock Outlet. We purchase excess inventory from major stores such as Macy's, Home Depot, Sam's, to name a few. We also bring in unique items that you won't see anywhere else. Our large retail store is a fun place to shop. If auctions are your thing, try our weekly online auctions. Registration is free. You can find us at Facebook at Overstock Outlet Lake St. Louis or Overstock Outlet Auctions. We're open daily, conveniently located at the corner of Lake St. Louis Boulevard and Highway N. Check us out because you never know what we'll have.
So I knew my car was due for an oil change. That's when I noticed this new place opened in Warrenton at 724 North Highway 47 called Valvoline Express Care. They're locally owned and operated. There was no line, so I pulled in. It's clean and they are really friendly and well-staffed.
Welcome.
I just stayed in my car. They have live cameras, so you feel safe. It was so fast and they are powered by the brand you trust, Valvoline. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. They make getting an oil change so easy.
Thank you. Come back again.
Valvoline Express Care in Warrenton. 15 minutes from bay to on your way.
Dan Bongino.
Hillary Clinton operated an unauthorized computer server. She kept in the bathroom at the Chappaqua House I was at many, many times. She trafficked in classified information because she had no government email account. We know people knew about it because Barack Obama's BlackBerry had her personal email address whitelisted. So it was a government conspiracy, meaning a lot of people knew about it and colluded to keep it quiet.
Tune into the Dan Bongino Show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. right here on Real Talk, the voice of freedom.
And I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the past.
Hey, this is St. Charles County Sheriff Scott Lewis from the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show on Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, where we debunk fake news in the corporate media. We'll bring guests in that'll give you an inside scoop on what's going on in the law enforcement world and the bigger criminal justice system. That's the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show, Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Kellen Coe Morning Show, weekday morning 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Real excited that Kel's back on.
He'll arm you with the ammunition you need to know to help protect your freedoms and navigate through this crazy world we live in. It's all live and it's all local. You never know who's going to stop by, and you never know what they're going to talk about.
When I heard you were back on the morning show, I was totally thrilled.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
And that's when I started listening again.
The Kellen Coe Morning Show, weekday mornings on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network. Thank you for your support and words of encouragement.
It's very enlightening. Very enlightening.
Thanks for what you guys do. God bless you guys.
Thank you so much. It's the best thing that's happened in St. Louis, and I so appreciate you guys doing it.
You guys are the only station I listen to anymore, man.
We support our sponsors, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network. The voice of freedom.
When I'm listening to the radio, you are the station that I have on.
I really enjoy Dr. Napudi.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Oh, I love it.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
Okay, folks, we're back. You know, one of the things that we're finding is your local politicians have two sets of rules. Isn't it the truth? There's the rules for them, and then the rules for us. It's because our politicians think they think they're our rulers. You know how much and how often we've talked about Arizona, right? And by the way, in a moment, you've got to hang on for this because Joe Biden has been nailed. Not kind of like Paul Pelosi kind of nailed, but, you know, nailed. He's been caught. He's been caught red-handed as a racist. He's absolutely been caught red-handed as a racist. And it has been captured on film. A lot of these bad people who say rules for thee and not for me are actually being outed, right? Are being outed for really how bad they are. The things they call us is the things they do. But once again, this mail order maladministration that was selected, not elected, has been caught. And Joe Biden has been caught being an abhorrent racist. We're going to try to figure out if, in fact, his party's going to call him out for it. But speaking about calling out parties, remember how I continually call out Little Richie Rich in Arizona, Stephen Richter, who's the county recorder? This guy is supposedly a Republican. And this is how the system says, even the Republicans say nothing happened in Arizona. You know, all kinds of hell broke loose in Arizona, right? Well, come to find out that little Ricky Richter in Arizona, the guy who runs the elections, the guy whose name is on the line for the elections, the guy that basically ran on, I'm going to run perfect, clean, incredible elections. That's how he got elected. And then as soon as he got elected, he turned coat. And he's the guy doing interviews on CNN, MSNBC, all this other, calling all of us conspiracy theorists. Well, he has been nabbed. He has been nabbed for campaign violations. Two laws that he seems to have broke, that he's violated, using public funds to campaign against the people of Arizona. Now, you're not going to believe what he used the funds for. See, in Arizona, there is this proposition that's being put up as a result of the 2020 maladministered election under his nose, right? And it's called Proposition 309. And Proposition 309 basically says you have to have an ID to vote. That there will be a universal ID to vote. Now, here is the person responsible for the elections, for the integrity, swearing he's for all of this. And this was put forth, it was called the Arizonans for Voter ID Act. And it's just very simple that it will require whoever votes to have proof of registration, okay, regardless of how, when, or where they cast their ballot. It's just that simple. They got to have ID proof of they are who they said they are. In a state, by the way, that lets non-citizens vote for president. 27,000 of them, by the way. And somehow they slipped that under the wire. I have no idea how they did it. Well, Stephen Richter, even though he's a Republican, and by the way, in Arizona, they have things called McCainites. He's really a McCainite worse. He's a McCainite on steroids. I think he's just a plant. That's how bad this guy is. This guy is just a plant. It's that simple, right? Well, he basically started running, I guess you could call it ads, and speaking out, saying that there was no such thing as corrupt election in Arizona. He fought with the left to stop the audits. He fought with his predecessor, which he replaced, who is, I guess, now running for Secretary of State, who set all this up. See, they're just moving up in the chain. He fought with him, was on his side, a Democrat, to stop the audit. He wrote hit pieces for CNN against the Republicans, Maricopa County. He particularly called you, me here, you know, yours truly, a right-wing wacko. And he got in trouble for all he was doing. He got censored, right, by the Maricopa Republicans, and they called for him to resign immediately or he would be recalled. Well, what has happened now is he has been busted for lobbying against the ballot initiative and illegally publishing a document and on the county website. He used the county resources, county employees, and the county website to basically come out and side with the Democrat-funded political action committee that say ID is racist. Now, this is the Republican in the county. He used county people on county time and on the county server to basically advocate against the ballot measure that would improve the voter identification methods both for unsupervised and in-person voters. This is a big deal. Now, he's swearing he's for integrity and stuff, but this is a violation of laws. It is a violation of laws. He used county facilities to basically say that if they're trying to force ID, it's racist. They basically say that voters, this is a current law that requires only a signature of a voter, but there's no verification of it. In this new law, it's a, or proposal, I should say, says voters that are casting an unsupervised mail-in ballot would be required to add two new pieces of identification, their date of birth and their voter ID. Okay? They're saying that has to be there with their signature, including the last four digits of their Social Security number. And I've told you in the past how they had 3.4 million people on the books, and 58% of them, the four digits for their Social Security numbers were bogus. 8 out of 10 Americans support voter ID. He went to the extent, let me tell you how far this, because this is rat bastardism at its biggest. He's supposed to be the conservative in Arizona fighting for conservatives. Fighting for what all conservatives want, right? For all their elections. And he comes out and uses county money to say voter ID is racist. He even went a further step. He basically, in lobbying this, he insinuated that the Arizona Association of County Recorders all agreed with him, saying there was a unanimous support of all the other county recorders that supported, if you force this particular proposition, it is racist and we cannot do it. So he basically spoke for everybody, posted that on the official government website, and instructed people to shoot down this ballot measure, to vote it down. Now, this is exactly what an election official is not supposed to do. He used a publicly funded website, a publicly funded vehicle, to promote his political agenda. It's not only inappropriate, it's illegal. Which, by the way, believe it or not, Attorney General Brnovich actually filed the complaint. He basically said this website is not Mr. Richter's disposal to use as a campaign website for his favorite political causes. Now, Richter took down his political ad against the bill, but not before they were able to dive into the records and find out how many violations he did, because he used the personnel. Therefore, now there's another suit against Stephen Richter for not doing his job. He's put his thumb on the scales illegally. He's not, anybody in a political position is not supposed to do this. And by the way, other county recorders are now chiming in saying, I used to support this guy, but hey, he's lying. He's lying. Because it was not a unanimous decision, which means there were no nays and all yays. That's not what happened. 14 out of 15 counties were present. Apache County was absent. And so there was no unanimous in it. And so he's chosen to interfere in this and use his office to try to shoot down Proposition 309, which is very simple. Whether you're mailing in a ballot, whether you're walking in a ballot, whether you are voting on election day, you better have hardcore physical ID proof that you are who you say you are. I don't think there's really any issue with that. When you have 8 out of 10 Americans saying, we have to fix this, supporting, you got to have early voting ID laws, You got to have photo ID laws. People have to be able to verify who they are. And this is across the board. This is across the board. Now, the Democrats on a lesser side will vote, well, it's racist, because they're just kind of, should we say, regurgitating the political prostitution vomit that goes on, that it's suppressive. But when polls survey black voters, they say, of course I have an ID. So why would a Republican do that if the Republican is honest? Do you know why a Republican would do that? Because they're not a Republican, they're a plant, and they are not honest. This is what's going on, and this is when we get to our midterms, and we get through this, and we get our red wave, that we're going to have to focus and all become rhino hunters. Because this type of, oh, ID is racist, is not going to be allowed. We're going to fix it. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you how Joe Biden absolutely proved he was a racist. Hang tight. Be right back.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back. He grew up fighting for America the right way. Instilled in him was Christian and conservative values. He's a political science major. He's even an author of Conservative Prudence, Fighting for America the Right Way. He is Victor Nieves.
Like I say all the time, if you don't know the Constitution, if you don't know your rights, well, then frankly, you stand no chance whatsoever at ever being able to defend or protect those rights.
The Victor Nieves Show, weekday afternoons at 5 on the Real Talk Radio Network. A rhino, a very large, potentially dangerous creature with a small brain, or a Republican in name only, also potentially dangerous, or Republican radio in name only. Exactly what the Real Talk Radio Network isn't. Sure, it may be more financially feasible to ride the fence, to call yourself a conservative station, but still say what they want to hear and cave to the pressure. Here at the Real Talk Radio Network, we're proud to be the voice of truth. No rhino radio here. The Real Talk Radio Network. In
America. Representative Richard West here. I host a new show, Open Forum, on Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m. We talk about the problems of yesterday, the issues of today, and the dreams of tomorrow. We'll also be following our Missouri legislature as the session begins with real inside information and real talk about the issues. So tune in Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. or listen to our podcast on the 93.3 Real Talk Radio Network.
America. The Patriot Enclave with Brian Nieves and crew is growing more and more every day.
I'm a first-time caller.
You could become a coveted director.
As a first-time caller, you are a welcome addition to the Patriot Enclave. The next time you call, on call number two, you are going to become a director of the Patriot Enclave.
With all the fanfare.
All the appropriate fanfare.
The Patriot Enclave, weekdays from 3 until 5 on the Real Talk Radio Network. Rudy Giuliani.
Real Talk Radio Network plays a very, very big role in making sure the American people get to know what they need to know. I'm very, very proud to be a part of it. We try to cover the things that are covered up, whether it's about COVID or about Afghanistan or about Biden's incapacity or about inflation or about what I call the express train to socialism, which Biden has us on.
The Rudy Giuliani Show, weeknights from 7 till 8 on the Real Talk Radio Network. The Real Talk Radio Network.
I stream this all day while I work.
In the pool, you can't mess up.
The voice of freedom. Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
Hey.
Okay, folks, I want to give you a little bit of crap-cutting technology advice here. Most people do not do this. You know, we had reported in several programs back that Google was blocking almost all conservative email. One of the things you should be doing is you should be checking your email spam box. When you go to your email spam box, you'll see everything that the system says is spam. Our make woke go broke dot click stuff, they mark it spam. All of your candidates, conservative newsletters, they mark it spam. The reason they do that is it's another form of suppression. And so the leftist idiots will go to these websites when we announce websites, and they'll mark them as a spam site or as a phishing site. The way you combat that, folks, is you need to go to your own spam folder. And when you click on them, there's an option to say not spam and put it back in your inbox. If you don't do that, that filter will always override your email. And so it's incumbent upon you in your email program, whether it's online or whatever, they all have filters. The way you fight their algorithms and their filters is to go into your spam box, which most people never check, see all the ones they're filtering from you, click on them and say, not spam. Approve them, make them go back to your inbox. This is just one of the tactics that the left uses. Now, speaking of tactics that the left uses on us, we just talked about how this rogue rhino in Maricopa, who is supposedly a good guy, is saying that IDs should not be required in elections, even though he's supposed to be protecting our elections. 8 out of 10 Americans say we must have IDs. You know this, when they flood the borders with 4 million illegals, right? And they're doing everything for them. They're giving them IDs and social security numbers. This is still a con to keep laws from getting on the books about IDs. Well, they call it racist. I don't believe it's racist. Do you believe it's racist? I do not believe it's racist to want to secure a nation's election with IDs. It's just common sense. Because if we're letting people infiltrate, Chinese students in going to our universities who shouldn't be voting, you know they're doing their party obligation and voting against us. And what do we have? 100 or 200,000 Chinese students in the United States? That's enough to swing a ton of elections. Well, just recently, Biden was caught participating in racism. Now, this was caught on video, but let me set this up for you. It happened on Saturday. It was in Delaware. And he was with his 18-year-old granddaughter, Natalie. That's Beau's daughter, right? And he was seen outside sniffing her before he came in. No, I made that up, but I wouldn't doubt it. But anyway, what happened is this mail order, maladministration, selected, not elected official, put in the White House in D.C., walked in Delaware, which is, granted, it makes sense, it's his home state. He literally walked in with his granddaughter on his arm to an early voting polling location. And you will not believe it. It's on video. It's on video. He and his granddaughter presented their IDs before they voted. Now, personally, I think if they're going to fight this so hard, and he's their leader, how can they support such a racist president as that? See, I don't get it. They spend hundreds of millions of dollars saying that ID is racist, that ID suppresses votes, that IDs discriminate against people, And here is this mail order, maladministered, selected, not elected, insert in the White House. I'm talking, this goes to the highest level of government, that he walked in and he gave his ID to vote. And his 18-year-old granddaughter, her first vote, she gave her ID to vote. How is this not suppressing the young vote? How is this not elder abuse? I have no idea. And now the system and mainstream media has this caught on video. What are the Democrats going to do? Are they going to continue to let this absolute racist? He just stuffed it in their faces and said, to hell with you, Democrats. I think that I've got to present my ID and I think it's okay. He's participating in Jim Crow 2.0. Isn't this what it is? It's Jim Crow 2.0. We got to suppress. See, I've always told you these guys were racist at their heart. And here we now have video proof. I am calling on every one of you to actually go find that video and to tweet it. I'm talking, you need to tweet it everywhere. And you need to ask where and why this happened. And you need to find out, what is the Democrat Party going to do to stop this incredible racism that their own president supports? He should have gotten down on one knee. He should have protested this. He should have protested it, even though he wouldn't have been able to vote, because in his state it's a law. Even though his granddaughter's first vote, he would have suppressed it, because it's the law. So what suppresses votes? Not the laws. The ID. An ID everyone has. And this is why we need to be in tune in this and tell them all to cut the crap.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hunt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
If you're looking for new siding, windows, or doors, Shield Exteriors has 25 years of experience. Upgrade your home with America's number one siding, James Hardy Cement Siding, or high-efficiency windows and doors. Shield Exteriors offers high-quality solutions to fit all budgets. Shield Exteriors leads the industry with a simple saying:
doing it right is better than doing it again.
They are a complete veteran-owned company. Call to schedule a design consultation, 636-295-2951, or visit shieldexteriors.com. Imagine waking up every day and looking forward to helping local businesses in the St. Louis area grow while growing your income and helping get the truth out.
The Real Talk Radio Network is looking for motivated advertiser advocates.
The income potential is unlimited and the work schedule is flexible. The sky is the limit.
Wait, why put a limit on the potential you could achieve with the Real Talk Radio Network?
And with our new tower, the signal will be even stronger and reach more listeners, making this the perfect opportunity.
If this intrigues you, contact Tracy Ellis at 636-299-370.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, host of The Kevin Jackson Show. If you tune in every weekday from 4 to 6 a.m., I will show you no holds barred conservatism, and I promise a few belly laughs. Conservatives, you represent the real America, and I won't let you succumb to that leftist weenieism. So check out The Kevin Jackson Show from 4 to 6 a.m. on Real Talk 93.3, the voice of freedom.
Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to love
the Real Talk Radio Network, KRTK Herman, KVMO Vandalia, KXEN, K264CY St. Louis, the voice of freedom.